Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Gloria Sarmiento, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Monday, May 6, 2024, with news, with sports, with music. And today we'll have the DX supplement of every week that is produced by Arnaldo Slaen. This show in English is aired Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time on the frequency of 5850 kHz. You can also listen to us via internet on riot.com.ar and via our app for mobile devices that you can download for free. For contacting us and sending reception reports, go to our email, send a message via our email to qslrae@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. We're gonna do the news now, and these are the headlines. President Javier Milei traveled to Los Angeles to talk at a conference and meet with investors. The Senate begins work tomorrow on Milei's reform bill, the Ley Bases. Almost 80 dead due to floods in southern Brazil. Panama. Conservative José Raúl Mulino won the elections and will be the next president. César Luis Menotti, first world champion coach with Argentina's national team in 1978, dies at 85. Estudiantes de La Plata defeated Vélez Sarsfield in the final of the League Cup and are the new champions of Argentine football. And these are the news. President Javier Milei traveled to the US to participate in the Milken Institute Forum. He will share the meeting in Los Angeles with bankers, CEOs and business people from all over the world. Among others, former British Prime Minister Theresa May, former English footballer David Beckham and the head of the IMF, Krisalina Georgieva, will be speakers too. Another guest is the owner of X, Elon Musk, whom Mr. Milei has already visited at the Tesla factory in Texas recently. From the US, the president remarked on social media that his administration is working to, quote-unquote, exterminate inflation, which in Argentina exceeds 200% per year. And he stated that since his inauguration last December, foreign exchange reserves in the central bank have increased by $15 billion. The Argentine Senate starts working this week on Milei's government reform bill, the so-called Ley Bases. The text, which was approved by the lower house a week ago, will begin to be analysed tomorrow by parliamentary committees. The local press reports that the ruling party has a greater challenge than in the lower house to approve this proposal. To become a law, the bill needs 37 votes in favour out of a total of 72 legislators. The senators of La Libertad Avanza, Milei's party, and those of the Conservative Alliance Pro, of former President Mauricio Macri, have already anticipated their support. Meanwhile, it is expected that the 33 of the Peronist coalition Unión por la Patria will vote against it. According to Casa Rosada, the reforms of the Ley Bases, or the Basis Law, will generate more private investments and employment. Among the measures are the deregulation of the labor market and the privatization of state-owned companies. It also declares a state of economic emergency and grants special powers to the president for 1 year. Together with the basis law, the Senate is dealing with a so-called fiscal package, a tax reform project. The initiatives are resisted by a large part of Peronism and also by most unions that confirm a general strike for next Thursday, May 9. Almost 80 people have already died as a result of the floods in southern Brazil. In this context, rescuers are searching for some 100 missing people. In addition, more than 100,000 persons had to be evacuated in the state of Rio Grande do Sul. The main city, Porto Alegre, is underwater, and in some areas only houses' rooftops can be seen. According to local authorities, the level of the Guaíba River exceeded 5.3 meters, the highest level since the year 1941. In that context, Brazilian President Lula da Silva returned to the area on Sunday and reiterated that federal assistance will be stepped up. Meanwhile, the governor of Rio Grande do Sul, Eduardo Leite, said that the scenario is one of war and that a Marshall Plan of sorts will be needed for reconstruction. At the same time, the foreign ministry issued a communique expressing to Brazil the condolences of the Argentine government for the catastrophe. In the message, Buenos Aires offers the neighboring country immediate help to assist those affected. In Panama, conservative José Raúl Mulino was proclaimed winner of yesterday's general elections and will be the next president of the Central American country. This was ratified by the Electoral Court, which confirmed his victory with 34% of the votes. In second place was the anti-establishment candidate Ricardo Lombana with 24.5% of the vote. The 64-year Mulino is an ally of former President Ricardo Martinelli, who was disqualified from running in these elections due to corruption accusations. In his first speech after his victory, the president-elect sent a message to his predecessor and said, quote-unquote, "Mission accomplished, Ricardo." But in any case, Mulino clarified, "This is somebody who is nobody's puppet," quote-unquote. The next head of state promised that his administration will be pro-investment and pro-private enterprise, but without forgetting those who are hungry. At the age of 85, César Luis Menotti, one of Argentina's most important and world-renowned football coaches, passed away. He will always be remembered as the coach of the Argentine national team that won the World Cup for the first time in 1978. The death of El Flaco, as he was known, was confirmed yesterday by the Argentine Football Association through social networks. The news was known while the League Cup final between Estudiantes de La Plata and Vélez Sarsfield was being played. Upon returning from halftime, a minute of silence was observed in tribute to Menotti, who had been hospitalized for some days due to a delicate health condition. At the time of his death, he held the position of Director of National Teams of the AFA. As a player, he played for Racing, Rosario Central and Boca, but it was his time as manager that made him a legend. In 1973, he coached Huracán in its conquest of the local championship with a style that went down in the history of the sport. He then moved on to the national team, where he imposed the doctrine of prioritizing the Albiceleste above all else. After winning the 1978 World Cup, Menotti remained in charge of the team until 1982. He then coached Barcelona, Boca, River, Independiente and Tecos of Mexico, among other teams. Argentina's current coach, Lionel Scaloni, posted on social media, "A master has left us. Thank you for those talks in which you left your mark. I see you always, my friend." And now, sports. Estudiantes de La Plata are the new champions of Argentine football. In the final of the League Cup, they defeated Vélez Sarsfield 4-3 in the penalty shootout series after a 1-1 tie in 120 minutes of play. Goalkeeper Matías Mancilla deflected two shots to give the Platense team the victory, which thus reached 15 titles in the history. The match was played at the Madre de Ciudades Stadium in the city of Santiago del Estero that has a capacity for 30,000 spectators. Meanwhile, Argentina's Diego Schwartzman announced on social media his retirement from professional tennis. According to what he anticipated, the Argentina Open 2025 will be his last competition so that, quote-unquote, I can have my final moment, the most beautiful closing that I can imagine. El Peque, the little one as he is called, is 31 years old and got to number 8 in the ATP ranking in his best moment. He conquered 4 titles throughout his career: Istanbul 2016, Rio de Janeiro 2018, Los Cabos 2019 and Buenos Aires 2021. In addition, he reached the semi-final of Roland Garros in 2020 and the final of the Rome Masters 1000 that same year. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, the DX supplement on RAE, but before that, let us enjoy the music of Django Spasiuk with this track called Ivanko.
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
We bring you now the DX supplement of every week that is produced by Arnaldo Slaen. We're going to start our list of hearings with Ifriqiya FM that has been reported broadcasting from Algeria with segments in English language. And this was picked up between 1800 and 1810 UTC time on two frequencies, 15,160 and 17,600 kHz. Another station is Radio Farda. Radio Farda broadcasts from Kuwait on 5,860 kHz. It's a propaganda station targeting Iran. Another station, and this is good news for shortwave listeners, is that Myanmar Radio has been reactivated. It has been picked up on the frequency of 5,985 kilohertz around 11:18 a.m. UTC time. The frequency, as I said, 5,985 kilohertz. Myanmar Radio reactivated, also broadcasting on a parallel with 9,730 kilohertz, 31 meter band. Next, Shiokatse, a station also known as Sea Breeze. It broadcasts to North Korea in Korean language and is funded by a Japanese organization. It broadcasts on different times on the frequencies of 6,040 and 6,070 kilohertz. Usually on Wednesdays, has got an English language program called Today's News Flash. That's Shiokatse targeting North Korea. Then we've got ELWA Radio, ELWA Radio, from Monrovia, Liberia, Western Africa. It broadcasts on 6,050 kilohertz, and it was picked up around 5:55 UTC time. Next, we have CFRX broadcast from Toronto, Canada, on 6,070 kilohertz. Around 700 hours UTC time. The language is English and the band is 49 meters. Another station that can be picked up from North America is WJHR. WJHR Radio International is a shortwave station from the US broadcasting from Milton on the frequency of 15,555 kilohertz, broadcasting on USB mode with only 50 kilowatts of power, targeting West and North America. The best time to attempt picking up the station is beyond 11 p.m. Radio ERGO, Radio Ergo, is an educational station broadcasting in Somali language through the frequency of 17,845 kilohertz on the 16 meter band in the transmitting site of Dabaya, United Arab Emirates. Radio ERGO can be picked up on its transmission daily through the above mentioned frequency of 17,845 kilohertz around 1200 hours UTC time, with 250 kilowatts targeting Eastern Africa. Okay? And that was our DX supplement of every week that is produced by Arnaldo Slaen for RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, KIND 73s. Alright folks, now let's play a couple of tracks by Virus or Virus. It's an Argentine rock band that was headed by Federico Moura, singer, songwriter, poet, frontman, who passed away, a victim of AIDS, in the late 1980s. Virus is one of my personally favorite bands. I love Virus because they really were innovative in their sound. And not only in their sound, they spearheaded a movement in Argentine rock after the restoration of democracy that focused on, having a good time, enjoying the fact that rock did not have to be serious all the time and talk about highbrow stuff, intellectual stuff, or political stuff. Rock music, pop music could be about having a good time, enjoying life, going out with your friends, partying, dancing, that kind of stuff. And obviously love stories. When it comes to the lyrics. In terms of the music, they added a lot of keyboards and they had a very polished production, a very polished sound that really symbolized the sound of the 80s here in the local rock scene. So, well, there it goes. Virus, let's play a couple of songs by them. This is a track called Me Puedo Programar. I can program myself. Okay, we are enjoying tracks by Virus with the unmistakable voice of the late leader, Federico Moura. Me puedo programar, I can program myself. Next is a track called Pronta Entrega. Literally, that can be translated as quick delivery. No, like you order something and there is a quick delivery, it comes fast to your home. But that's not what the singer means. In this case, it's give yourself to me quick. No? Surrender to me fast. Pronta entrega by Virus now on Rai.
Recordando tu expresión, vuelvo a desear esas noches de calor, llenas de ansiedad. Sofocado por el sueño y la presión, busco un cuerpo para amar. La distancia va perdiendo su espesor. Pronta entrega, por favor. Me puedo estimular con música y alcohol.
Sueño y la presión, busco un
con música y alcohol. Pero me excito más cuando es con vos. Siento todo irreal cuando es con vos. Siento todo irreal recordando tu expresión. Vuelvo a desear esas noches de calor, llenas de ansiedad.
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. President Javier Milei traveled to Los Angeles to talk at a conference and meet with investors. The Senate begins work tomorrow on Milei's reform bill, the Leibasis. Almost 80 dead due to floods in southern Brazil. Panama. Conservative José Raúl Mulino won the elections and will be the next president. César Luis Menotti, first world champion coach with Argentina's national team in 1978, dies at 85. Estudiantes de La Plata defeated Vélez in the final of the League Cup and are the new champions of Argentine football. And this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE and Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio. The sound technicians were Gloria Sarmiento and Santiago Conde, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. This show in English is aired Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time, frequency 5850 kHz. You can also listen to us on internet, rae.com.ar. Thank you for listening, and hasta mañana.